The pre-game interview.
Geelong assistant coach Stephen King.
Yes, thanks Tom. Let's keep it short and sharp because it's a little bit cutting in and out down here. We're an awful long way from you in front of the Cats rooms, but Stephen King has joined us from the Geelong Footy Club. And Stephen, you certainly wouldn't have got this type of day in at GMHBA today. It's pretty good weather.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. They've clearly had a lot of rain over the last week or so, but turned it on for us today. So had a great curtain raiser, just played, and looking forward to another perfect day for footy here at the SCG.
We asked Tom Harley about that, the VFL before the AFL. It's a great thing, especially when you're away from home too, to bring the whole squad.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, it's a great, I guess it's even great education for our younger group to travel and come up and represent the club up here. And it's, I think it's the best form of entertainment game day for the public to come in early and watch the up-and-comers at the lower level play the game.
King, we appreciate your time. Tom King, Ben Castanilli and Neilty talking to you from the K-Rock box. A bit happened since Chris did his media conference on Friday. I just want to start on Tui and Conway not playing. They were both withdrawn from the 26-man squad late on Friday. Can you just give us an update on their issues, a knee for Zach and a hip for Toby Conway, and what length of time you might be looking at or anything like that?
Yeah, look, just both struggled to get through training. So, clearly just, unfortunately, couldn't take any risks with them this week, and with the opportunity of a bye next week coming as well, just an opportunity to really get on top of that for the second half of the season. So had to make the late change, obviously, with teams going in on Thursday night.
Sean Manor was in that 26, came out of the 26 for Brandon Parfitt. Brandon played in the VFL. Sean's not playing. Is there an issue there for him as well?
Just for personal reasons. Sean, he couldn't make the trip up to Sydney this week. So everything will be fine, and he'll be back with us next game.
Yes, I'm aware of those. Thank you for that. But I won't go into them right here. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. Mitch Hardy was carried over, so he's very close.
Yeah, he is. He's very close, Mitch. He's been knocking the door down now for a while. Had a great reward for him for where he's at. And, if there was a mishap this afternoon in between these games now, Mitchell comes straight in. So he was the carryover. We didn't want to take a risk and play him for a half and then sit him. So, Mitch is banging the door down, which is great.
Stephen, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. I just want to know, what are a couple of stats for the listeners when you play well that, light up on your board, that the team does well, that you look at and think, we're actually going well, and they reflect that?
In terms of stats, I just think it's in different phases of the game. I think we play a front half game really well. We fight forward. We get the ball forward quickly, and I think when we're really on, we lock the ball and play a front half game. So hopefully today at this ground, it's obviously not the longest ground in the world. If we can get it out of the middle, and we ask a lot for our mids to try and do that, and obviously win that initial territory from stoppage. But when we're on, I think we're winning contests ahead of the ball, and we're actually denying the opposition easy outlets to come back the other way. So that's been inconsistent, to be honest, over the last month. It's been there in patches, but it needs to be there right from the start, especially in a state against a team like Sydney.
Jack Bowes really finding his feet now, seemingly, as a Cat. He really offers you something. He's quite creative and can be tough around the footy at the same time.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Bowes, sometimes he's a victim of his own flexibility and ability to play in multiple positions. But, we've given Jack a lot of responsibility this year. And I guess the silver lining with a couple of injuries we've had through the midfield is guys like Tanner, Jack as well, have actually had the opportunity to step up and be frontline mids, and I think Bosie's relished that opportunity and the responsibility that comes with that.
Cats assistant coach Stephen King speaking with us for Rex Gorrell Geelong. Here's Neilty.
Kingy, we know Sydney are flying, right? They're 10-1, okay, so that's great, but are you able to give us some specifics that you think will really, that are the biggest challenges you've got today?
Yeah, I think for us, denying their uncontested mark, Campbell receive, sort of the way they move the ball through the corridor. So we're going to have to set up really well defensively, especially through the middle of the ground. So they've got some prime movers through the middle. They overlap well. They've got some great speed from behind the ball and on the edges around with McInerney and Blakey and Goulden. So I think for us, if they're still going to play their way, they're going to try and go for their mark. So for us, it's just about being close enough to deny and stop that one and just put them under a little bit of pressure. So urgency for us to be up and about in all phases of the game. But I think particularly the way we set up in between the phases. So if we anticipate the game really strongly and make really quick decisions, that's going to help us.
Kingy, this question I'm going to ask you is for the supporters that were sitting around me on the plane and asked me to ask, if we speak to a coach, can you just ask them this? Is it possible to change the game style every week depending on who you're playing? So there you go. So they'll be listening.
Yep.
So can you just give me some type of answer to that, please?
That's a really good question. I think you can. There are certain points of the game you want to get after and try and exploit. Clearly, Sydney are 10-1. We know that. If we if we try to deny them too many parts of their game, we're not getting after our own. So I think from a coaching group this week in particular, it's about rediscovering what makes us work at our best. We've got a really good track record against Sydney over in the short to medium history, so making sure that we exploit that, I think our system stands up. But it's, I think you're made aware through opposition analysis around what team's strengths are, but I mean, we go through that, a lot of that work as coaches to sort of try and mitigate those risks, what we pass on to our playing group and how we tweak week to week. I think you probably make subtle changes around how you want the ground to look at times, but you sort of still continue to get after what makes you the team that you are.
I've got to ask you one last question, King, before we let you go. Obviously, you're going on a bye. Are you getting away at all? Have you got plans? Are you going to get a chance to catch some sun somewhere? Or
mate, I'm a father of four, so I'm on school drop-off, pick-up duties, lawn maintenance, hedging, and whatever else needs done around the house. So I'll be bunkered down. This will be my hardest week of the year.
Maybe pick up a telly too.
Oh, I'll be doing everything. Yeah, exactly. So I'll be well and truly but looking forward to it. A bit of normality to a week and be around for the kids a little bit more. So that'll be great.
And then a big run to the finals, hopefully. That's in the back end of the year. Kingy, really appreciate your time as always on K-Rock Footy. Good
no
luck.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, King.
Stephen King joining us on K-Rock Football, Cats assistant coach.
The pre-game interview.